Now we're going to transition and we're going to talk with Thad Geed. He is a client specialist with Zeal. Thad, thanks for coming in. Nice to see you again.
See you as well, too. Thank you.
Okay, so Accelerator Program 2018.
Yes, so the Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship, the business incubation, nonprofit kind of set up by the city, Development Foundation, Forward Sioux Falls Chamber, kind of big partnership, does this once a year Accelerator Program. It's a 12-week crash course to really get four businesses, the most capable entrepreneurs, I'm kind of calling it, through this program to see if they can scale up to the biggest quality or biggest capability of their business that they can.
So it's not come in with an idea and we'll teach you how to build a business, which is what it kind of started as many, many, many years ago.
I think it still has that range, but I'd say the most opportune people will be those that have put an MVP out there, minimal viable product, a prototype, or have a proof of concept already out there. So we want somebody that's already full-time. Side hustles are awesome. I got a side hustle too, but we want the full-time.
What's a side hustle?
Side hustle, you work your full-time job, and then
and you do
5 a.m. to 8 a.m. you're doing a side hustle, and then 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. you're doing something else too. The world of internet,
you can
be a graphic designer or whatever, side hustle all day. But
oh, that's what they call it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Back to it, but we don't want the total side hustle, or you're kind
of part-time. You got to have something.
We would like it be full-time, or you're ready to go full-time.
Okay, so it's a 12-week program.
Yep.
Full-time or on the side?
We meet about bi-weekly, but we'll allow access to space. You go to Key Fob, you can have 24/7 access to the Zeal Center over by the Southeast Tech Campus, our own 45,000 square foot facility. Uh-huh. So it can be your full-time or you can come to those bi-weekly sessions that we're going to do, all-day sessions.
Okay, and so you have these sessions and what kind of, talk a little bit about the sessions.
Gotcha, yeah. I'd say it's going to start out with a stress test. We're going to really test your process. We're going to put you through the ringer on what you're capable of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of extend your imaginary hose and see if there's any kinks, any bruises, any punctures.
Huh.
Because you need that to operate first before you can kind of turn the full faucet on, go full force. So stress test at first, and then we're going to look at your brand development, and then your what my cohort Ryan Oinas, he's going to be the main facilitator. I'm just kind of the assister of this, but he calls it formalizing the strategic plan. So get the entrepreneur to think 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and even further down the road, which we always see as kind of the number one thing that they're not doing.
They're not doing it. They're
like,
stepping back.
I got
back.
This dream. I'm putting it out there right now, the launch, or stage one or year one. But do you have the capability to be 3 year, 5 year, 10 year? Are you going to employ 5 people? Or are you going to employ 50? Or are you going to employ 150? You know, what's the routes? What's the options? And then, let's get after it. Let's continue to put out there and see what you can capture with customers and retention and reinvention, SKUs. Yeah, we see it all. So that's kind of the intro gist, if I can lay it out in the layman's terms, if I can.
So only 4 businesses are being selected.
Yes.
Why only 4?
That is kind of the sweet spot. We can get really hands-on with them. We're a staff of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an entrepreneur residence program of about 12 that can be a little bit of a part-time mentor because they're doing their own thing too. But we found that the sweet spot is 4. So, but we're entrepreneurial in mindset. So if there's 5 rock stars that we can't choose 4, I might be a pusher to say there's no reason we can't extend this, but 4 is the number. The 4 is what we did last year too.
Okay. And so talk a little bit then about I know you mentioned that you're looking for somebody who's in business, who has a proof of concept, who has a prototype.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else do you look for personality-wise?
Gotcha. So coachability, the ability to be coached, that they're not kind of my way 100% of the time. Yeah,
you have to be flexible.
Got a little compromise on.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we have some mentors here. We had, highly advise this, or we kind of really encourage you to shift to this direction or put more emphasis or intention here. So somebody that will take that and really take it into consideration, and not just kind of I'm in my own world. So coachability is kind of a big thing. We've kind of seen that they're going to take the advice and try new things.
Typically, what type of advice do you find that you're always giving an entrepreneur?
Mm, So I would say the ones that we see that might be applicable to this is delegation.
Ooh.
So you can't do everything.
Huh.
You might be a master of whatever, mm-hmm. but you're only one person.
Mm.
So if you're gonna have
let go a little.
If you're gonna have that team of three or five, you have to delegate the full time workload to them. So you master this, and now that you have three or five people, or maybe just two, whatever your work team is, underneath you, how can you delegate the most to them and let them be accountable and responsible for those things?
Do you already have to have your business model, business plan ready to go to be ready for this?
That will help, yeah.
Okay, so you're not teaching people how to write a business plan.
I would not like to help people on the total business plan. But that comes down to the strategic plan that Ryan, he's mm-hmm. really passionate about, and he does the budgeting and forecasting and kind of more the numbers. He's kind of a CFO background, so I'm more of a kind of marketing, brand development, capturing your customer and making them customers, loyal customers, than star craving, absolutely, you know, passionate behind your brand customers. That's kind of my background.
Do you have a preference for this accelerator program in the type of business, the type of product? Does it have to be a tangible thing or can it just be an idea?
No preference.
No just preference.
The biggest capability is someone that's got an awesome wow factor or doing something amazing. And your wow factor can be, you know, making a device that does something awesome in biomed or the medical field. Or maybe it's just a software or a program or something you can license. So no favorites at all. Last year we had four. They were about all end of the spectrum. One was a portable wireless scoreboard for youth soccer games or youth games that they could put anywhere and you could change the score and put displays via a smartphone.
What a great idea.
A next one was Gravana that did education English retention curriculum. They had their own curriculum that had higher rates of English scores and actually retained learning from English, which is, yeah, some kids don't want to learn English, but
yeah, I got one.
Then we had a job site. we had a job site that did a website platform. And then we had a wellness corporation company, but used it some online technology and portals to house everything and have a connection between their consumers and clients.
So the thing that they all have in common is solving a need.
Solving a need, yeah, and value. They're creating value either in the form of a product or a service or a platform or a licensed software and anything all above.
And can you really make money?
Yeah, that's the one answer, yeah. Or at least have
that's
the proposition of making money in 3 or 5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'd like to see it from day one and then just be able to 10x it in the 12 weeks program. That's kind of our goal.
Should they already have a patent or patent pending on their product? Is that,
no.
I mean, how do you protect these ideas when you go through?
Well, patents are great if you can license. And then, but patent is a whole long road of protection. It's just protection. But to protect yourself in the best way is for you to go first and go fastest. So the legality route is one of those things. And we have those subject matter experts in Caulfield and Dix Law Firm that will help those organizations do that we kind of delegate to them.
Right. I mean, yeah. you don't have to be an expert in every topic, right?
I hope not. No, we'll be in trouble.
Your goal, though, is to just steer them to the experts.
Yeah.
That's really what this, and making these experts available to them.
And we have a professional partner network from legal, accounting, banking, patent, applying, your HR stuff, your employee benefits, your payroll stuff. We have
so many things to think about, and when you're an entrepreneur, you really don't.
You don't want to. Yeah, right. You just want to think about. I'm putting this out there. Miss sales.
Yeah,
and that's what we want to continue them allow to do. But these little elements where they get this stuff in place, that they can get it done, get it set in stone for the most part, so they don't have to worry about it week after week or month after month.
And so the Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship, you offer these people will have a place there to work and to innovate.
Yes.
Can I use it in that way?
Get messy.
Get messy.
The Zeal Center, it's 2329 North Korea Avenue. It's in between the Southeast Tech Campus and New Tech High over there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the Career Ave over there that they're calling it. And yeah, our website's realzeal.com, realzeal.com, and has all this kind of listed out.
And so you are now currently taking applications,
Now through May 11th,
Through May 11th.
So you got a little bit of time to finalize that business plan or some structure if you want to get it done before you apply.
And so what does the application process look like?
A lot of the stuff we've talked about. Prove that you have value out there. Do you have current customers? Proof concept, MVP, prototype. What can you show us that can make this tangible for us to see or relate to, so we can kind of understand it, the problem, the solution, how big is the market, what's your target, all those kind of general things. And then it'll help us wait it through, and then we're going to do in-person interviews. We'll kind of maybe narrow it down to 8 or 10 and bring those in, and hopefully narrow down to the 4.
And since you've, how many applications do you typically receive?
I think we get up to 20-30.
20-30, yep. And yep. You pick, okay. Yep. And so do you ever, as you look through them, just you.
Sure.
Do you ever say, I can help this one? Does that kind of rise to the top where you're going to say, I got so many ideas, I can help him, I want him.
See, for me, it goes with the brand. If someone's building a brand kind of greater themselves, not just a product, like they're creating a community around it.
That's your preference.
That's my kind of sweet spot. But Ryan and our other staff have the difference, and so.
Oh, so then you come together and you battle it out.
And I'm not on the selection committee, so I'm a neutral party, yeah, but.
You don't get a vote?
Our selection committee is made up of our sponsors that make this program. So I can segue them. First National Bank, Woods Fuller, Ide Bailey, and then we have some of our board of directors. They'll be on the selection committee.
So you don't get to pick. People can't sway you.
And it's good that I don't pick. So no favorites. I just want to get over there, help connect with these, put some wind at the sail and aid to these entrepreneurs and their teams.
So your sponsors and your board of directors that are going to make the final selection, their preference, what they're looking for, could be totally, totally different. So do they like rank applicants and then whoever has the highest ranking? Or how much does the interview versus the application play into the decision?
Yeah, I wouldn't think about it too much. I would say put out there what you currently have in your business or your model or your dream or your passion, or show that you already have customers. If you don't have customers, I always recommend get pre-customers. Go get commitments to buy or pre-sales. The world of Kickstarter, there's no reason you can't have that. So go get somebody's credit card if you are not able to sell anything yet.
So do you need to already make some mistakes before you apply for this?
Maybe. That would help, yeah.
Really?
If you have many mistakes, I would be questioning if you're ready for an accelerator.
Okay. So this is taking an existing business and just boosting you to the next level.
Yeah. Kind of brand new, still that 1 or 2 year, for sure under 3 year business. But yeah, they've put out the net and they've captured something. And now they're like, we need a bigger net and we need a bigger boat. How do we get to that bigger net, bigger boat phase? How do we make that jump?
So they've already had that risk.
A little bit. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember when this all first started, and it was just it was always in the idea phase.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
not very many succeeded.
It's hard to crunch that in. Yeah. To the 12 weeks. At the end of 12 weeks, it's like, okay, we're almost ready to launch now. Mm-hmm. Where now we want somebody that's launched, that's caught something in the market. They've put it out there and they've said, okay, this is something I need to collect myself and revamp this, add fuel to the tank, kind of.
And so then you're more helpful. Is that a way to say? Are there still programs for the idea phase in South Dakota, do you think?
Yes, we still do that. Somebody just sent me their business plan email and said, can you work through this? So that's my Saturday project in the snow.
Oh, when you're snowed in?
I'm going to write them up some notes.
That's your side project.
Yeah,
that's your side business.
That's my other kindness at heart, yeah. But SBDC, SBA, Sioux Falls SCORE, are along there, not just us, because we're serving our incubation companies, our coworkers, and then this accelerator program first. Mm-hmm. So we get to those people first before we get to the kind of non-membership, non-community of our Zeal Center. But we still do it. We still love having 15-minute sessions or 30-minute sessions with idea people.
So take a minute and just talk about the 4 that were in the accelerator program last year and where they may or may not be today.
Sure. So I can start with Well 365. That's the founder, Trisha Doan. She now moved into the Zeal Center as an incubation company. So we hit one. Yeah.
Okay.
She was a one-person team about 12 months ago or so, and now she has a full-time staff of 2 and along with some others, and she's looking to hire more. Nice. And she's moved. She had a small office with us about 6 months ago. She moved into as her home, and now she's taking a almost double the size office. So she's moving over. She's really playing out the incubation model where you can go from one office to another, and to a bigger and to a bigger, kind of what DocuTap did when they were in the Zeal Center about a decade ago. So they're doing some wonderful stuff with their program and growing clients even outside of this region. So we love to see that too, and that's what our kind of stakeholders like to see too. I'd mention Bravo Youth Sports with the portable scoreboard. They have their distribution kind of ramping up and their sales channels, and they just sold international. They have some of their scoreboards in the UK now. So I just saw some of those pictures just, I think, 2 days ago. So we were kind of doing a celebration. You're an international seller now.
I can't believe nobody has thought of that before.
I think it's thought of, but now it's
real.
The alignment has come together. That's like, we have volleyball or football or soccer. Why not buy one scoreboard we can take anywhere, take it on trips, or move it anywhere around the, when there's always four or eight or whatever games going, you know, you can just move it. It's portable, charges and it's wireless. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. You have others?
Gravana. They're more of the, will take time because they're doing with education curriculum with the English, getting it installed in schools. So schools, governmental, a little bit slower moving, harder to get into.
How do you get through all that regulation?
So they found that you got to do the trials. You got to give them the 6 month or the semester or the 1 year trial for them to get on board first. So you have to sell them the free before you can then get them in adapted and latched onto it to then say, this is the full price.
Then are you experiencing more copyright issues with that type of a curriculum and that type of a thing? Is that more some of the road path you
that's
need
one
to
of those
go
that's
down?
It's hard to protect, It's English has been taught for 2,000 years, so you kind of just have to have it fully down and then grow that brand around it where it's. But once you get in schools, they don't want to change. So once you're doing it to that level, you've got it won. So they're not going to change if you continue to satisfy.
Okay. One more or no?
That'd be Jobiki. They are looking, they're our youngest, that's Alex and his brother, came out of the Augie entrepreneurial program. They have a website to make the job search more around culture. So rather than here's the job, here's the duties, here's the delegations. It's more of like, here's what we stand for as a business organization. Here's what we're passionate about. Here's kind of what we stand for as a business, our value statement, our beliefs, our mission, our time off, our maternity leave. Kind of, I think, what people care about when they actually get into the business. So now you can know that before you start the job or start even applying or even your interview process. And you're like, I think I need more flexibility or I need a more interactive culture. They're looking at having a website platform that displays that. So you can get that information while you're doing the job application process. That's Jobiki.
Okay. So as you have these businesses in the accelerator program, they still all take off at different speeds.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. No entrepreneur is the same. Except for they're all crazy. Yep. That's the commonality.
That's the thing you look for.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We embrace the crazies. So if you don't feel like you'll belong or that we seem a little hoity-toity, that's not true.
That's not how it works.
It's more of an insane asylum over there.
Okay.
And that's a joke. It's not totally.
I know. So when you have these entrepreneurial classes in colleges in South Dakota, how does that help or hinder do you get kids from these or do they go a different route?
We've seen some. Yep. We have USF and Augie visit us on a handful of their kind of trips and they'll come out and just get some general information, general storytelling from us. We'll share insight, answer any questions, but also we'll just take 15 minutes and grab one of the 18 kind of business founders on site and say, hey, can you spread some wisdom, tell your story with these kids and just go back and forth with questions. So see if anyone can relate if they're going into that field of, you know, either software development or creating a platform of their own or whatever they want to get involved in.
All right. RealZeal.com.
Yep, that's it.
Any other last minute reminders of what people need to do?
No, and this is free too, besides the $99 application fee. So this is free program that we put on with, and it's powered by those sponsors, Woods Fuller, Ide Bailey, and First National Bank. So they make this
Money prizes when they're done or no?
We have cash infusion opportunities.
Cash infusion opportunities.
If you want to get into the terminology, it's a convertible note setup, which is you can take the money as equity or you can choose as a long-term payback option. So the entrepreneur has the option to choose what they want.
Plus, you also get introduced to perhaps some investor opportunities.
If you have the capability, we'll put you in front of the local VCs, angel funds, and any kind of investment opportunities that we know. So we will do our part to make that connection. That's kind of what some of the businesses really adapt to. Didn't touch on it to the end, but you have $5,000 or $10,000 I can get in this program. We have that capability right now. So
All right. Okay, Thad, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today.
I love it here, yeah.